Now Rav Nosson is going to further make the connections here. V'zeo b'chinas Yitzias Mitzrayim. With this we could understand the union of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'isa, it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, Shemitzrayim Holoshin Meitzar, that the word Mitzrayim comes from the word Meitzar, which means constriction, a very tight spot. Hainu she'anu tzrichim lizkor Yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yoyim. Note, there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. Why? How does Yitzias Mitzrayim apply to me on a daily basis? Because we just explained before that every day starts like that. Every day when a person wakes up in the morning, or if you want to be really honest, the day according to Klal Yisrael begins from the night. And the night is darkness. It's tzimtzum. So you're starting off from a tight place. You're starting off from a very narrow place and trying to broaden it and widen it and widen it and widen it as the day goes on. So that each Jew has to be cognizant of this concept of his own Yitzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis. Getting out of a tight spot and widening and broadening, making each hour wider and taller and broader in how much he can pack into it. As we say, min hametzar korosiko, I call out Hashem from a tight spot. Ononi b'merchav ko, Hashem, please answer, respond to me by widening it, by stretching. Shezeo b'chinas arichas yomim anal. We explained earlier that that's the concept of long life. Ma shetzrichim laharchiv ulaharich hayoim b'chol yoim v'yoim. The fact that each and every one of us who wants to be Jewish and wants to be a Talmud of Rabbeinu Zal has to know that this is his derech. His derech is that you're not learning three Mishnahs a day for 10 years. You start off learning three Mishnahs a day. Then you go to four a day, then five a day, then 10 a day, then 50 a day, and you keep moving in quantity and in quality in every aspect of Yiddishkeit. Ki kol yoim v'yoim b'tchilosoi hu kotzer moed. Because every single day, when it comes to the person, it starts off very short. Because it starts off where he's in a very weak place. He can't, he's not zooming when he starts the day. Each and every single person in his circumstance, in his situation, the new day comes to him in a tremendous tzimtzum, and a tremendous, again, according to the Torah, the way the day starts from Mariv. By Mariv, he's ready to go to sleep. He wants to go to sleep already, and he wants to, you know, and he wants to hang out. That's the time when the Yetzer Hara makes most people get the worst usage of their time, is when the day is beginning. It's starting with the worst tzimtzum. And by tzaddikim, the real tzaddikim, the true Breslov Hasidim, who know that Mariv on time, and then rush to get to sleep, to be able to wake up to sleep a couple of hours and be able to wake up at Chatzos, and then start those engines moving slowly at first. It's understood, even for big tzaddikim, it takes some time, the way Rav Nosson Zal explains it, they start off from a tzimtzum, and it takes some time to get rived up, but then it's a momentum that's building and growing, and the day is getting wider and wider, and they're able to pack more and more in as the day continues. Ukenira b'chush, as you'll see in real life, shebechol yoim b'tchilosoi kosho al hodom ma'oid ma'oid hu avoyde shutzorech lasois. As every day begins, in the beginning of the day, it's very, very difficult for the person to get moving, to get rolling, to do the avoyde that he has to do. Umachmase, and for this reason, rabim nimnoim avoydosis borach. Many people get pushed off from serving Hashem. V'doichin, they postpone things, they delay. U'matin esatzman b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. They keep making the same mistake from day to day. Shoimrim, hayoyim kosholi l'spal. They say, today I'm not really in the mood. Today it's too hot, it's stuffy, it's hot, it's freezing, it's rainy. Every day a different excuse why not to get started off today in a good way. Hayoyim libi otum. Today my heart is stuffed up. Hayoim yeshli menias bilbulam elu. Today I have these obstacles. I have these bills I have to deal with. I have a wedding today, so I can't really. The whole day is sort of tied up because it's revolving around when I'm going to go to the wedding. All different circumstances. V'chein mizdamen loy kemat b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. and the Sultan makes this happen to a person almost every day. Ad shemezalzelin bedvorim holindim berumay shalaylam. Where as a result of this kind of attitude and weakness, the person ends up cheapening the most important things in the world. Umayniyu tefillah. What is the most important thing? What's the highest level item in Yiddishkeit? Tefillah. And as a result of all of these excuses and excuses and excuses, the person ends up davening a weak tefillah, not really packing a very, very powerful punch in his tefillah. Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Al Posuk Kirum Zulus Levnei Odom, the Gemara says, Elu Dvorim Hoimdim Barumai Shalaylam, Ubnei Odom Mezalzalim Bohem. Kirum, there are certain things that are room, they're in the highest, highest place in the world, they're the most exalted items, and Zulus Bnei Odom, and people cheapen it, people treat it cheaply. Umayniyu tefillah, and the Gemara over there is referring to tefillah. Shehat tefillah doimoy saleim lemasui. The tefillah feels like a burden for them. Again, take a look at the common, more common people who get up in the morning. They don't get up for chatzos, and you watch them shachris. Just videotape their shachris. Where because they're tired, you can't expect me to be davening shachris because I'm tired. I just got up a little while ago. I didn't eat yet, and I'm not really, and it's raining outside, or it's such a beautiful day. All the different, each one has his excuse why he can't really score a home run, you know, from his beginning of the day. And the tefillah feels like a burden to them. The chafetzim liftor at tefillah me'elim, they're just trying to get rid of it, they're just trying to finish with it. V'chol ze machmas she'enom mevinim she'b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ukach. And the reason why this happens to them is because they're not aware, they don't understand that this is the way it is, that this is the way the day comes to each person, that the day comes to every single Jew in a tzimtzum. It starts that way, and you got to be ready for it. If you're not aware of it, then you can't get ready for it. But if I'm telling you in advance that the day starts off in this Meitzar, you start off every day in Mitzrayim, and you got to crawl out, you got to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Leman tizkor es yoyim tzeis chamerets Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. You got to remember, if you know about it, then you're going to know how to deal with it the right way. K'may shegila Rabbein Azal batoranal. They don't know what Rabbein Azal taught us in this chapter. Shekol yoyim vayoyim. Kishebola ha'odam lekol echod lefi b'chinasai who kotzer betchilasai ubo bemeitzar ubetzimtzum godoy lo ha'odom. Rabbein Azal said this as a fact that applies to every Jew, tzaddik, beinoni, rasha, on whatever level he's on, that the day comes to a person kotzer. It starts off very short. You're starting off from a position of weakness, tired, weak, tzimtzum, all, whether it's physical or it's mental, in the person's mind, that the Satan starts off blasting him with all kinds of excuses why today is not going to be any dramatic day in his lifetime. Today is not going to find the right shidduch. Today is not going to be the day that what's most important to him and his next step in life is going to take place. V'hakidusho v'havoideh shetzorech l'asa isboyis hayoim adayen hi ne'elemes b'meitzar godoil u'bekatnus godoil moid. And the kedusha, or the avoida that he's supposed to be doing that day, when the day begins, it's very, very hidden. He doesn't see in front of him what's going to be happening at 4 o'clock or what's going to be taking place. It's still super hidden with meitzar godoil and katnus godoil moid. Avol, however, ha'odom tzorich b'chol yoyim v'yoyim lihiyos gibor ko'ari. The Shulchan Aruch starts off with a warning, saying, get ready for this. Get ready. You're being told in advance that it's going to be a battle from the first moment. And you've got to be prepared to be strong like a lion to break those doors down, to break those barriers down. Lehizgaber leha'arich ulaharchiv es hayoyim. To strengthen yourself, to lengthen and to stretch it. It's like a person who's in a solitary, he's in a cell, and he's starting off like that. But if he pushes, if he'll try, he can widen it. He can push the doors apart, and he can make it higher and bigger. that hachava is up to him, and it's mostly a frame of mind. The Gemara says, Gimel Dvorim Marchivin Daitoi Shelodom, that there are three things that widen and broaden the das of a person: a wife, a good wife, a good home, and Kelim Noim. And to the extent that a person's good kelim, you know, is having good vessels, or, you know, whether it's tables or chairs or furniture, kelim, you know, all of those things that are called kelim.
Aren't they spiritual kelim?
Well, not necessarily. The Gemara is talking even on a physical level also, that those are things that give a person archavas hadas. If a person feels that he has the tools that he needs to work with, if a person can't, they can't find the spoon, they can't, you know, they don't have the kelim that they need, then the person's in a tzimtzum. He can't do anything. Sometimes you have this case of a person's got a problem, and it looks like there's no way in the world to fix it, and somebody else comes along, and because they have the right tool, in 2 seconds, they're able to fix what the other guy could have worked for a year trying to fix. How do you do it? I can't do it. Can't, and the other guy, because he has the right keli. Or the difference between a person having isha noa and others, again, the support system of a wife, or the support system of a dira. A person has a place, until a person has a dira, he's walking around a tremendous tzimtzum. He's not working from a solid base. Whereas a person that does have that, does have these things, he's working from a much greater advantage. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Lahadil kol shor v'shor." So a person has to start. Ulahaschaleilech b'chol shor mikatnis legatlus, and to start moving through the day, every single hour, going from katnus to gadlus, from 10 to 20 to 50 to 100 to 600 to dehainu lahadil kol shor v'shor b'toisvis kedushi yisera, to see to it that each hour should have in it a larger quantity of Kedusha and quality of Kedusha than the previous hour. Shezeh b'chinas mashetzrichim b'chol yoim lotzeis mimoichem dekatnus lamoichem degatlus. This is in Kabbalistic terms, the way the Arizal talks about this. He says that every single day the Jew starts off in a position of moichem dekatnus, and his avoider by getting up for chatzos and putting on talis and tefillin. And he explains how a person goes through a whole stairway like of going from moichem to katnus to moichem to gadlus. Here Rav Nosson Zal is giving it to us in layman's language, that every person on his level starts off from a certain low place, a place of weakness and tiredness and smallness, and has to grow. V'alkein zochu b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim la'shirus godol. This is why we find that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they were zecher to a tremendous wealth at that time, all the gold and silver that they took from the Egyptians. K'may shekosov, as Hashem had promised, v'achreichein yetzu berchush godol, that after this, after Mitzrayim, they'll leave with tremendous wealth. K'al yidei his oirerus hasheino kanal, because when a person is zeichet to be awakened from the sleep, shubchinas yitzias Mitzrayim, which we said is comparable to going out of golus, zeichin lashirus godol. Rabbi Nizal writes in that chapter in the Gemara that when a person wakes up properly and then starts being marchiv every hour of the day, doing what we're saying here, it results in arichas yomim, which is the keli into which to receive this super ashirus. V'zeh ho ashirus nistakein v'nizdakeich b'chol memtes yemei asfira. And this wealth that they received when they left Mitzrayim, it wasn't finished yet. It went through a purification process and a refinement throughout the 49 days that they were traveling in the Midbar, till Har Sinai. Shehein b'chinas memtes shari bina, which represented climbing the ladder of the 49 gates of bina, wisdom it's called. Shehein bechinas ayin ponim shel Torah, which represents the 70 faces of the Torah. Shaydezeh zoichen lekabolas haTorah b'shuas. By climbing that ladder, that's what led them in the end to be zoichen to kabolas haTorah b'shuas. Shehu bechinas hizboinenus anal, which is when they received this hizboinenus that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in the Kutiman. He begins by saying that you should know that there is a certain hizboinenus haTorah where you can't get to it without tremendous wealth. You have to have tremendous wealth to get to it. That's what the Yidden were trying to get to on Har Sinai, and that's why they needed all of that wealth to get there. Shezoich na'idei ha'ashiru sanal, hanimshach al yidei tikunei atik shenistaktin al yidei hayira shenimsheches al yidei spurius maisis nam. That's the chain that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in the Kutimran. A certain depth of Torah, which in order to get to it, you need tremendous wealth. The way that you get to the wealth is through tikune atik, through long life. The way you get to long life is through yira, yira Hashem toisef yomim. And the way that you get to yira is sipurei maisius mishonum kadmonius. That's what wakes the person up super and starts them off with that yira. V'zeh bechinas hamon shezoichim bimei hasfira. This is also why we find that the Jews were zeichet to mon, bedafke, it started coming to them during the days of the Omer. Ki betesvov be'ior yorad lehem hamon, k'moy shemazal. Because the Gemara says that the mon started coming down on the 15th of Iyor. Vegam ugo shehoitzi Yisrael mimitzrayim toamu bo tamon, k'moy shemazal. And the Gemara also tells us that the bread, the matzahs that they took from Egypt, they were able to taste a flavor of mon. It was like a taste of mon in it. What's the kesher? Ki hamon hu bechinas bitochin. Rav Nosson Zal says mon represents an incredible level of trust in Hashem. Kemuva bechol hasforim, as is brought in many, many sforim that write about it. Shehamon merames al bitochin shetzorech odom levtoyach al Hashem bechol yoim sheyazminoi parnasosoi. When the Jews traveled in the desert, they had no bank accounts. There was no savings account. How do you live? How can you live like that? How can a human being live like that? A human being can't live like that. A religious Jew can. A religious Jew lives on bitoch, bank account, shmank account. The bank can go bankrupt. There were times when the Jews were in Germany and they had banks, and so it didn't help them. The banks, they threw the Jews in the garbage. They burned their bank books and finished, period. So that's what you're going to put your trust in? Your confidence, your security blanket is the money in the bank? Or is your security blanket the Hashem that's with you? This concept of bitochen in Hashem, that as long as I have Hashem, how am I going to live? How are you going to support a family? What kind of stupidity? How are you going to support? Who supports? Hashem's there. How does Hashem support everybody else? The same way he supports everybody else, he's going to support me. I'm not saying that I'm going to sit like this. I'm going to sit and twiddle my thumbs. Or I'm not saying that I'm such a big tzaddik that I expect him to give it to me without any effort, just like the Jews in the Midbar. According to what level of tzidkus he was on, he had to put more effort into it or less effort. So I'll see how Hashem deals with me. If Hashem will want me to work half a day and learn half a day, then I'll work half a day. Whatever Hashem, I'm ready for anything. This isn't my tachlis. My tachlis in life is to put bread on the table. That's my tachlis, or that's a means. That's part of the issue of being able to serve Hashem, is that you also have to have bread on the table. You also have to be able to buy clothing for the kids and this and that. So I need that also. But that this will be the ultimate question on the shidduch. What are you going to do to make a living? That's the chiddush. What am I going to do to make a living? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay out of Hashem's way. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure not to block Hashem like so many other people do. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Loi lachachomim lechem. Smart people don't have bread to eat. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. Why? Because Shlomo HaMelech says, the smart person, Hashem says to him, you're such a smarty pants, then make your own bread. Then I don't have to get... If you're so smart, you're going to plan and you're going to work and you're going to figure... Then I have other people to deal with that need my help. Hashem says, there's guys that aren't so smart, they need my help. You're a chucham, then do for yourself. And the chucham who gets stuck doing for himself ends up very often being without bread. As you see, the big chachamim have to borrow, and he's in this bank, and now he's got loans in 35 different banks. Why? Because he's a chacham. Because he's lacking in bitochon, one of the basic ingredients of a yid. So here Rav Nosson Zal says that the mon represents bitochon, that a person is supposed to trust in Hashem, that Hashem is going to give me my panosa for today. I'm not. What about tomorrow? You have the. What tomorrow? Tomorrow that Hashem is going to be my parnasa today. V'lo yachshoiv miyoyim lechaveroi, and not to think from today till tomorrow. V'bechina says, the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. I bless Hashem every day. I bless Hashem for today. Ve'ikar habitochon nimshach al yidei sipurei ma'aseis hanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says the way that a Jew gets to this kind of level is by drawing on this super high level source called sipurei ma'aseis. Shaydezeh ma'oirin me'ashena. We said sipurei ma'aseis is what wakes the person up. Umaschinen ledaber. Rabbeinu Zal, that chapter in the Kutimran shows how when a person is asleep, he can't hear. You talk to him and he doesn't wake up because he's in a deep sleep. And not being able to hear usually is synonymous with not being able to speak. Because the Gemara's definition of cherish is she'ena shemaya ve'ena medaber. Those two usually go together. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that those tzaddikim who are oisik in sipurei ma'aseis, when they wake people up from sleep, suddenly those people hear, and suddenly those people start talking. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, "Lahatir pe ilmim." They open up the mouth of those people who before were mute. Omaschilan ledaber, and they start talking. V'hadibur bo letoich klei hoylodo, and the words go into the klei hoylodo, the parts of the body that are involved in giving birth, in producing. Shehem bitchone hador, which are the people who have bitochon in the generation. Those are the ones. V'ideizeh nase pekidas akoros, and that's what affects women that weren't able to have children and being able to have children. As Rabbeinu Zal shows the connections over there in that chapter in the Kutimran. Ad shezoichem ashirus kanal. And then it results in ashirus. Rabbeinu Zal in the Kutimran there shows a whole chain, how A leads to B, which leads to C, to D, leading to ashirus. Kemavur heite batar, now, as is explained very well in that chapter in the Kutimran. Nimtza shehabitochin nimshach al yidei hisurus hashen al yidei sporeim aizis kanal. So therefore, Bitochin is one of the items on the list that gets triggered off. The beginning is Sipurei Ma'aseis. That's what wakes the people up from sleep, and that triggers a whole chain reaction where one of the links on that chain is Bitochin. Alkein, Bisfiras Oimer, Shubachinas Isurus Hashena. Therefore, this mitzvah of counting the Oimer, which we said was synonymous with Sipurei Ma'aseis. It was a similar kind of concept. Therefore, Zoichinoz Lebitochoin. Therefore, Bedafka, it was during the Omer period that they got the Mon, which means they got this gift of Bitochoin. They got the ability not to be able to live perfectly, beautifully well, without banks and without bank accounts, to be able to live well with what Hashem sent them every single day, being happy with it, and trusting completely, completely, that the same Hashem who has provided me today, Hashem will still be around tomorrow also. The banks, I don't know whether they're going to raise the interest rates, lower the interest rates, whether they're going to accept my mashkan, not it. But Hashem is always available, and he'll be at least as good tomorrow as he was today. Shubachinas Yerida Samon, which is what's symbolized in the mon coming down to Bnei Israel at that time. Sipur, the story, which is what wakes the person up from sleep.
Please.
And then he said that once the person is awakened from sleep, that results in lahatir pe'ilmim, that the person starts talking, because sleep means not hearing and not speaking. And Rabbeinu Zal over there shows that these two go together. That the just as when in Kabbalistic terms, it's brought that there's a zivug haneshikin, and there's an actual zivug. There's a zivug, a connection between the mouths of Zohar and Akeva, and then there's a connection below. That when the mouth is opened up, that's when the ability to give birth is also opened up.
I'm sorry, you lost me now.
There is this terminology that's used that in a connection between Zohar and Nekeva, there are two steps in a sense in leading to bringing children. There's a mating that takes place. And the mating, the first kesher, the beginning of the kesher, is called Zivug Haneshikin, where the mouth plays a role in a sense, in terms of a yichud between a Zohar and Nekeva. And that leads to a much stronger connection and a much more serious connection in bringing about children, which is a second connection between them, a second physical connection between them. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, the tzaddik who is able to open the mouths, those people who are in a state of sleep spiritually and as a result couldn't hear and couldn't speak, when a tzaddik wakes them up, and they're able to start hearing and start speaking, that automatically triggers off the ability to be able to start having children also, where there was a dormancy in that and being able to activate that. As we find, and he proves it from Psukim over there, he shows the connections between each one of these things from Psukim. And he shows that that's the story of Vashim Poka de Sora, where Sora couldn't have children for so long a period of time, and then finally she gave birth to Yitzchak. So Rabbi Nevel says there, when there is this pkida sakorois, it results in an explosion of gevura, in a sense, because this woman who is held back for so long in not being able to have children, when suddenly it opens up, it comes forth in an explosion of gevura. That's why we find that Yitzchak was the one who was born from Sarah at that point in time, because Yitzchak is synonymous with gevura, yira, pachad. Super midas hadin, and when there's a hisgalus of yira,
but they all of them were barren again.
And not as much as Sarah. Sarah was 100 years, and she's used as the symbol of pekidas akoros. Mm-hmm. And it's brought that when she became a nifkat, all the women in her generation mm-hmm. who weren't able to have suddenly were able to have kids. When there's this hisgalus of yira, yira leads to arichas yomim. We mentioned the pasuk that yira sashem toisif yomim. Yira gives the ability to expand each day. This arichas yomim leads to wealth, because there's a pasuk in Chumash that says that va'avram zokein bo bayomim va'shem beirach es avram bakoil. Avram was old; he had come in days, and Hashem blessed them with everything. So we see that the Ashirus is associated with the long life, with that stretching of the days. And then that wealth is the keli for the Hizboninus HaTorah, for the deep knowledge of Torah. That's the prerequisite for that. Just like when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, leading up to Har Sinai, they had to have the wealth that they cleaned out of Mitzrayim, and the wealth that they got at Kriyas Yamsuf. That serves as a keli into which to receive this Hizboninus HaTorah. That Moshe Rabbeinu, while the Jews were busy with that physical wealth, Moshe Rabbeinu went for the more ultimate wealth, the highest level of Ashirus, which was the grave of the Tzaddik, which was Yosef HaTzaddik's coffin. That's already spiritual Ashirus, which in Likutei Halachos it's going to come up. This chapter in Likutei Moharan that we're dealing with here, chapter 60, is one of the long, deep, all-encompassing chapters in the Likutei Moharan, on which there's going to be a lot of halachas and Likutei Halachos clarifying each piece of this puzzle.
But on the one hand, we say that the real Ashirus is the Harchavas
Das, exactly. So that's true also. That the Gemara says, Ein Oni Elamin Adas, that who's called poor in Judaism? One who is small in Das, one who's lacking in Das. But the two go together, we're seeing here. That one way, because Ashirus and his Boininus go together.
What about Marvin Achashim, Marvin
Dada? That's true. That's the other side of this coin. We're always saying, Ein Adim Imtak Ela B'Sharoshay, that when a person is dealing with wealth the right way, when it's attached to Hashem and everything, then the wealth is his Boininus HaTorah. And if a person has wealth without attaching it to Hashem, it'll cause the exact opposite reaction in his brain. It'll cause, the more money he has, the more tzimtzum he has, the more he can't think, the more he ties himself up in knots.
But doesn't because he has no money.
Because he's not plugged into Hashem.
Doesn't seem to make a distinction. Makes it a claw.
Ha ha. You have to know how to read that. Does that mean that by Moshe Rabbeinu, then why would Hashem do it to Moshe Rabbeinu or to Rabbi Yehuda Anossi or to the biggest tzaddikim or Avram Avinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? Hashem wanted to give them daigos? Chas v'shalom. By them, the wealth was Harchov. The Mishnah is showing you one side of the coin.
But a very, very few select group of people.
Exactly. Exactly. The Mishnah is talking that by the majority of people, mar b'nechosim, mar v'dayim. Whereas by tzaddikim, the more nechosim, the more hachovas adas. It doesn't weaken, he doesn't put his trust in the bank, in the $3 million in the bank, his trust is still in Hashem. Exactly. Look at the example of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, who was wealthier than the Roman Emperor, and he was able to say about himself that I had no personal hanoah for my wealth. So that wasn't his security, and that wasn't his source of his faith. Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Shin achar hasvira. This is why, upon completing the mitzvah of counting the omer, we say a tefillah, we say a paragraph of Tehillim, lam natzech beniginos, and one of the main highlights of that paragraph is where we say, Yo'er ponov itonu sela, may Hashem shine the light of His face upon us. Ki zoichen al yidei hasvira lebechinas heoras ponim, hadras ponim, shulbechinas o'ayin ponim shel toirim. Because we learned before that one of the major things that's taking place as a result of Sfira Soimer, which we said was synonymous with Sipure Maisius, one of the main things that's happening is that the person is receiving a charge of Oyer Haponim, of Das, of Sechel, of all 70 faces of the Torah. Shezel Bechinas Kabbalah Satorah Bishvus, of which the climax is going to be the final act of Kabbalah Satorah on Shvus. Vezeh Bechinas Hayira Hagdoilo Shezachinu Bishas Kabbalah Satorah. We had learned earlier that one of the main things that Sipurei Maaseis does for a person is, we said it brings about Pekidas HaKoros, that women that couldn't give birth are able to give birth, and we said that when one of those kinds of women gives birth, there's a tremendous Hizgalus Hayira, just like in the case of Sarah, who was an Akora for a very long time. When she finally did give birth, it was to a Yitzchok, and Yitzchok is Pachad Yitzchok, he's called. That represents his Galus Hayira. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why we find that at the end of Sfira Soimer, which we said is synonymous with Sipurei Maaseis, the end is Kabbalah Satoira, which is his Galus Hayira. There was a tremendous revelation of Yira on Har Sinai. Kemoi Shekosav, as the Pasuk writes, Vayecharad Kol Homa Sher Bamachne, that all the Jews were trembling at the time. Ukemoi Shekosav, and as it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them after the Aser Sedebris, he said that you want to know why Hashem made all of these fireworks? So that you should have fear of Hashem upon your faces. Ki hayira nimsheches al yidei hisoyerus hasheino al yidei sipurei maaseis. Because when a Jew is zoiche to be awakened from sleep through sipurei maaseis, this kind of positive awakening, the best kind of awakening, where he's given the best inspiration of kedusha that comes from there, what it does is it gives him also a hisgalus hayira. He starts off with the best foundation that a Jew needs, which is yira. This is why it says also that the sound of the shofar was blasting and constant during Matan Torah. Because the shofar includes in it all the different issues we spoke about, waking up from sleep, min hametzar ononi bamerchav, the design of the shofar is that it's narrow on one side and wide on the other side. Rabbeinu Zal, at the end of that chapter 60 in the Likutei Moran, which was a shiur that he gave on Rosh Hashanah, he shows how in the shofar is included all the different topics that he spoke about in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. So Rabbeinu Zal says, now you can understand why the shofar played a major role at Matan Torah, because Matan Torah is the culmination of this Sfira Soimer, of the Hizgalus Hayira, and all of these things. The Alkein b'Shavuos Nidmolahem Kizokin. This is why the Gemara makes a point of saying that when Hashem appeared to the Jews on Har Sinai, He appeared to them Kizokin Mole Rachmin, like a very old man, because we spoke about the concept of old age here. We spoke about Arichas Yomim, the concept of lengthening one's days. Because Kabbalah Satoira was a time when this concept of Tikune Atik was completed. Atik means very old, something that's aged, which we spoke about, the Arichas Yomim, which is the Keli into which to receive the Ashiras Dikdusha. Remember we said by Avraham Avinu, it says that it was when he was very old. Va'Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim Va'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil, that the wealth came after he had achieved longevity of life, this old age, this zikna, which is called tikkunei atik. Shenishlam al yedei sipurei maaseis, which is completed by telling over these special stories, Shehem Hisoyrus Hashena Kanal, which are synonymous with waking up from sleep. Kiaf Alpi, Rav Nosanzal explains now, Kiaf Alpi Shezochinu Lashiris Godel, Beitzias Mitzrayim, Bechias Yamsuv, because although the Jews were zoched to great wealth once when they left Egypt, and a second time by the splitting of the Red Sea, so you would think they had everything already. You would think that the tikkun was complete already. Avol ein huashirus nizdakech b'shleimus lizkois lekapil al yodoi hisboinenus anal shebichinas kabbalas ha-teira kiim al yidei memtes yemei asvira. The wealth wasn't purified yet, and it wasn't in a state where it could be used as a keli for his bainanus ha-toira until Shavuos. There's a refinement. It's not just that the second you get the money, you're ready to do big things with it. Here the Yidden got the money at Yetzias Mitzrayim, they got it again at Kriyas Yamsuf, and they had to go through a tikkun of 49 days of birur and zikuch, purification and refinement, till that money could be translated into his bainanus ha-toira, which took place on Shavuos. Shehu his oiru satshuva, because shevichens kabbalas haTorah kiim al yidei mentes meisfiru d'fona shebohem anu misoirim yashena. During those 49 days is when we're being awakened from our sleep. Shehu his oiru satshuva, which is a major his oiru of repentance, and which is synonymous with tshuva. Tshuva means a person who realizes that he was asleep or he was dead, and he's waking up to start serving Hashem.
Because they give him the wealth before they do tshuva?
The wealth is part of the process. And he's saying that in the tshuva, this issue of waking up completely from sleep and going up a ladder, which culminates with his bainanus ha-Torah, part of that process is wealth. And after you get the wealth, it requires birur, refinement, till that wealth is ready to serve as a keli for his bainanus ha-Torah. Ukenire b'chush goitel ha-hisoirus ha-nifla shemesoirin b'shas ha-sfira. Rav Nosanzal says, as you see in reality, the tremendous hisoirus that people experience at the time of saying Sfira Soimer. Now, unfortunately, if you daven in 90% of synagogues, you'll see nothing. Whereas if you go to Hasidic shuls, and in particular, Breslov, Sfira Soimer is like Hallel Square. It's one of the most powerful tefillos of the whole year, because of the fact that that's a super time. There's a lot of action taking place during that, which many people aren't aware of. Some people say Sfira Soimer like the same as Yotzer, same without as dramatic as non-dramatic as that. Rav Nosanzal's talking here, though, that for people who know, they know that those 49 days are a major time for teshuva, when the Jews went from the bottom of the bottom to the top of the top, and in order to make that trip, it took a lot of tshuva. And by us, when we do that tshuva, we pack it all into that counting of the Yomer, that whole, all the tefillos that we say before and after, and the actual count itself. And if a person follows this whole procedure, then when Shavuos comes, he's zoicha to a tremendous yira, a true fear and respect of Hashem. And then is completed this tikkun of old age, which corresponds to what the Gemara said, that on Shavuos Hashem appeared like an old man, like a zokin. That's what helps to refine and purify the wealth that we got when we left Egypt. And it's through that wealth that we're zoche to receive the great hisboinenus, the bina that a Jew is zoche to on the 50th day of the Omer, 50 levels of bina, which is Shavuos, shehu bechinas kabbalas ha-Torah, which is the act of kabbalas ha-Torah. And we said before, this corresponds to that first story in Rabbeinu Zal Sipurei Maaseiyos, where when the Sheni Lamelech finally discovers that there is this Bas Melech, and that she is on this mountain of gold, and this fortress of diamonds. He stole it first. First he sold, you're going to need money. Everything there is very expensive. And the master of the Ruchais tells him, I'm going to give you a keli, where any time you're going to put your money into the, put your hand into this, you're going to have whatever money you need. Because you need ashirus, and you need time. It's going to take you time to get to rescue this Masmela, to get her out of there.
What is that again?
Wealth. You know, it's going to take tremendous wealth. And that's this whole story, that before the Jews were able to get to the mountain of gold, to Har Sinai, the mountain of that great revelation of Hizbonimus HaTorah, they had to come there with a lot of gold and silver that they had brought from Mitzrayim.
So is that...
This is what says now, Ki Muvan Biksovim, because it's understood from the writings of the Arizal, Shebishas Yitzias Mitzrayim BePesach, Nasu Kol HaTikunim Bechlal Balaylo HaRishayno Beleil Shimurim. That on the night that the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, that first night of Pesach, all of these tikkunim were done in one shot on that first night, on that special night that's called the guarded night. Aval acharkach nistalku. However, because it came upon them so suddenly, and because that they hadn't prepared for it, they hadn't done what they needed to do to be worthy of it, it came and left just as suddenly as it came. Whereas the Jews had to go back and start again, go back to zero and start again and climb during those 49 days of the Sfira, to climb until on Shavuos, they were zeche to complete the entire project. Shehu Kabbalah Satoira. Vezel Bechina Sanal Shekosavnu Lamala. This is related to what we spoke about earlier. Despite the fact that the Jews received the wealth immediately upon exiting Mitzrayim, Avol ein nigmar lehizdakech ulehizdaken ad shavuos al yedei mem tesimei asfira. But that wealth has to go through a refinement and a purification, which takes place during the 49 days leading up to Shavuos. Shehem bechinas hisoirus hashena. Those 49 days are part of this procedure of being awakened from sleep. Shalidei hoashirus hazeh zoichen lekabolas hatorah shebechinas hisboinen esamal. Whereby once this wealth is refined, that's what serves as the introduction to Kabbalah HaTorah, which is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to in that chapter in the Kutimran as Hizboinenus HaTorah, the Bina, the deep level of understanding of Torah. Kemavur B'tchilas HaTorah now, as is explained in the beginning of that chapter on the Kutimran, Le'inyan Ashirus Shel Moshe, regarding the wealth of Moshe Rabbeinu, SheHaTorah Hu Bechinas Hizboinenus HaNal. That when Rabbeinu Zal uses the term Hizboinenus HaTorah, he's referring to the Torah which Hashem gave to the Jews on Har Sinai, which is the Torah in its purest form, in a sense, the highest levels of Torah. Look over this chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, from beginning to end, the Tovin Devorai Heitev, and you'll understand this law in Likutei Halachos very, very well. You'll understand this chapter of Likutei Halachos well. Now, Rav Nosson Zalei adds, "Ubishvil ze noyagim liyos neurim kol halayla b'shvus." Now you'll be able to understand why the Jews have a custom of staying up all night on Shavuos. Zeo bechinas hisoyrus hashena. That's this concept that we spoke about, that these 49 days represent being awoken from sleep, being waking up. Because Kabbalah Satorah represents the climax of this process called Hisoirus Hashena. Because when a person, Kabbalah Satorah means receiving those 70 channels of Torah, the Shivim, the Ayin, the Einayim, which means the eyes connection from the Ayin Ponim Shel Torah. Whereas waking up, the eyes close, signifying a closing, a disconnection from the Ayin Ponim Shel Torah. Whereas waking up or staying awake all night means that he's being plugged into those Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. Baruch Hashem.